trash yourself.
This is Joe Moses Jr.
Can you hear me?
Not really.
Okay, I think...
Try a different mic.
I think I might have a problem with my mic.
Try another one.
Oh, go ahead and say give him a call. Say something. Oh, let's see if this one works. Okay, good. Oh, there we go.
Uh-oh.
I'm here for sure now.
Uh-oh.
I may not have been here for two weeks, but I'm here now.
We're in trouble now.
Good morning. Welcome, everyone. Glad to have everyone here listening throughout the YK
Not
Delta
everyone.
And beyond.
Not everyone.
Lots.
Yeah.
Lots.
Right. Okay, whatever.
Yay, back in town. Yeah, so...
Again, this is what?
Talk Line.
Friday Morning Talk
Line. Friday Morning Talk Line.
Driven by...
You, the callers.
And you could call us at 543-5985, 543-2756, 1-800-995-8954, or you could always email us at radio@kyk.org.
Yes, and I don't know if you guys held up to this, but we are trying the 3-minute rule.
That's the way it's been.
The best we can do. So I have my little timer here on my phone. And
okay. Well, you're the timekeeper. I don't do none of that. I'm not educated as you.
Stop it.
I don't have all the degrees as like you.
It takes no time. It takes no education to keep time.
You're Einstein Jr.
No. Okay, so let's see. Oh, we don't have any callers, so we can just
So how's everything going?
Here. It's good. We have one more cohort for my students, and they'll be done for the semester, done for the year in my Rural Human Service program, and then the other one we do have a summer.
Okay, you were gone for, what was the first week and the second
You know
week?
What? I did a great whirlwind tour. Well, the first time I was gone, we had basketball.
Okay.
And so we didn't have Talk Line. And then last week, I was in Ketchikan, Sitka, Juneau, and Anchorage.
Must be nice to roll in money.
Well, I didn't go. It wasn't personal vacation.
Okay.
I was doing it
I
for
thought
work.
It was so.
No, no. But it's gorgeous. It's so beautiful, southeast, and the flights were spectacular. And yes, those are very beautiful parts of the state. I really enjoyed all my visits. I only stayed one night, but two nights in Juneau. But I went and saw, he was in meetings, but I went to see one of our representatives, Zach Fansler. So I met his legislative aides.
Or staff, whatever you want to call them.
Yeah, they're legislative aides, okay. Officially. Yeah, there's three. It's nice. Michelle Spark, Jill Yorty, and the other woman I didn't get to meet, so I don't remember her name. But she's been there a long time. She's done a great
much,
job.
So you're good.
Yeah.
You never miss anything when you're gone.
Really?
Yeah, so I wouldn't worry about it.
Think life just went on.
Life just went on as usual.
I think John helped you out some, didn't he?
John did a good job.
Yeah.
He got a raise. Got a cup of coffee.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
You didn't give him the bonus prize, donut.
Okay.
Again, the phone lines are open. No email. Give us a call. Tell us what's on your mind. Whatever you want to talk about.
Yeah. So there could be...
The last couple shows was about alcohol again.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
Search and Rescue. Their first annual... shindig, where they got together and had a meeting with all the, as many as they can, representatives from the villages.
Yeah.
That went well.
Oh, good. Just fine-tuning their processes.
Yeah,
and
they had whole businesses and companies and corporations involved, and it's good to see a community come together for a purpose, and it went well.
Yeah.
And then, of course, our city council... Meetings were about people applying for a liquor license, liquor store, whatever.
Right.
So,
and Philly's pulled back their liquor license. So now there's three. Are there three now? Three licenses.
Well, one was Cesari.
Oh, yes. And then?
Then Philly's.
But Philly's took theirs
then,
back.
Yeah. And then recently it was I forgot the name of the two. There was.
Okay. When do they vote on that?
They did. They didn't.
They didn't approve them.
The Bethel City Council protested Tundra Liquor Cash and the AC license application at the last meeting, which was Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
So
you know, the funny thing is, what that means is that the one liquor store will continue to make an enormous amount of money because they have no competition, which that, and I'm not saying that's good or bad, but that means they probably are glad that no one else is getting a license because they, all the business goes to them.
This coming election that's coming up in October, city election?
Yeah.
That's the time to where if you want to change it from its current condition to go back to the way it was before or go completely dry.
Oh, is there going to be another referendum on that?
I don't know if there is, but that's, you know, they had to leave this one alone for 2 years. And it's going to be 2 years in October, I think.
Oh, you mean the AC quick stop liquor store. Oh,
I mean, the,
that's interesting.
You know, all the, right now we're wet. We're not damp, we're wet.
Yeah.
If the people, if the city registered voters choose to change it, or want to vote on it, or want to vote on it again, it comes up in October. Don't correct me if I'm, wrong.
I don't know. I don't know the details on that.
But so, anyway, it's coming up.
Okay.
Because when this got voted in, you can't touch it for 2 years.
Oh, got you.
You understand me?
Yeah.
Okay, so now the 2 years is coming up. We could either leave it as it is.
Yes.
Go back to damp or go completely wet.
Oh,
I mean,
okay.
Dry, I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay.
Don't forget the...
I gotcha. Okay, so you can call in about that kind of topic or...
Whatever.
Whatever kind of... or whatever our state legislators are doing down in Juneau.
I know yeah, that was another one.
There's a state income tax being proposed,
a
cap
about.
On the PFD, which, by the way, everyone, today, by midnight, last chance to file for your PFD. Okay, so Cesari. Good morning, Cesari. Welcome to Talkline.
Yeah, good morning.
You're number one today.
I see that.
Enjoy.
I see that. I still own that... I still alive on that liquor license, but whatever happened. If I get it, I'll pretty much share with all those what they need it. But I repeat many times, and I stand with my word. But I calling a couple of things. One of them that there was what they really catch. There was on the city council. I was listening. What only one council would really catch on the cash, because there was increasing traffic and Mr. Steven repeatedly talking about this lots of traffic to post office by post. But he not see that by post office every year is at least but 10 accidents where people get injured. Everybody noticed that. You know, that is lots of traffic on highway. That was one reason when they're protesting. And I speak out, it's not that would bother me, but bother me that there was bother me that trailer court right there, what is those kids in there, what is so many of them, and don't have any playing ground. And the playing ground, there was. I talk right now on the phone because it's over, but they don't make it any different. But there was there is no playing grounds and everybody playing in the front of the houses where they're really close to the liquor or what happened in there. But I'm calling mayor, I think what I'm calling, there was... we have some donkeys in the swimming pool. I call them donkeys, no brainer. You know, I don't use the names individually because I never cut them. If I cut them, I ball them up. But they have shoe racks, okay? Like when you're walking, you're supposed to, before you walk, you clean your shoes. And you have one rack right there. Shoe rack for right by the office in there.
Okay.
Okay, and you have another one before you enter to locker, men's locker or women's, and you have another one right there, big one, to pull out your shoe and walk with socks or bare feet, or you have slippers, use slippers and walk further down to the locker. and some stupidly walking with the muddy shoes all the way down. I put the shoes to the perfect, clean, nice, white lacquer. And right now is like this morning. There was yesterday two. Today is three of them mud up inside. You see the footprints from the shoes in there.
Mm-hmm.
That is ridiculous. You know how to be thinking to get your ugly shoes to the muddy to the locker and somebody putting your own clothes in there. It's no thinking. It's no common sense to respect somebody else, you know, and this use, throw, and go. You know. And even sometimes you see footprints, muddy footprints, they go to the shower area. That thing is really ridiculous. Be nice to somebody. If I see anybody or somebody with changing clothes, and open up mouth and tell something, because they be going worse and worse, and they think that is normal. I don't think there is some strange. I catch a couple of boys and they try to go on to the straight after they put their swimming pants and clothes and they try to run. I tell, hey, wait a minute, come back in here. And I bring them to the shower and I tell, you're going to take a shower before you go.
Oh, you're like...
Cesare,
you're hiding out in a stall.
You know, I'm happy because I saw them next time and they've been after the shower. They learned some reason.
I have to cut in here.
Yeah,
you don't have a lot of time
gone,
left.
I know.
Even though we don't have anyone who's called in yet, but we're trying to keep everyone on a three-minute tab.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so enjoy the chamay and
yes.
Have a good weekend.
You too.
And talk to you later.
Okay. All right. Bye, Cesare.
Again, the phone number is here to give us a call, 543-5985, 543-2756, 1-800-995-8954, or you could always email us at radio@kyk.org.
Okay, and today, as we said, today is the last day to do your PFD, and there's early release for schools today. So
what times are they?
Yeah, 1:35 is Bethel Regional High School, 2 p.m. is Ioprin, K-12, and I don't know how to pronounce the other school. Oh, and okay, so yeah, so 2:00, Ioprin, 2:30, Ioprin grades 3-6, and Gladys Young Elementary, Jung Elementary.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I messed that up. Okay, Ioprin, K-2, gets out at 2.
I was going to suggest
Ioprin, 3-6, and Gladys Young Elementary gets out at 2:30.
I think you and I need to go take UPIC at the college. Maybe you'll you'll be smarter.
My biggest regret. That will always be my biggest regret.
You can do it. You're smart.
I know. No, I don't know if I'm smart for it, but it's a complicated language for one thing. But it's my timing. It's my timing.
Who told you it's a complicated?
I think it is. That's just me.
No, coming from you saying that,
yeah.
That's not right.
Yeah.
You're a professor, remember?
I know, but
you're a genius.
I'm not. I learned one other language.
I'm not going to ask what it is. I don't want to even hear it.
Ibaloi. And there's no one in the United States that probably speaks that hardly. All right. Good morning. Well, it looks like we have Samuel on the line. Good morning, Samuel. Welcome to Talk Line. And you'll have to turn down your radio.
Okay. Hello?
Good morning. You're on the
good
air.
Good morning. Where's Joe?
Right here.
Easy. Hello, Joe. It's you and I. We've known each other for quite a while.
Yes, we have.
Yes, and then there's the shoot and rescue people that mm-hmm. Mike Bradley's crew. I know they're doing a really good job. Mm-hmm. Whenever there's somebody in distress or need to be searched for,
mm-hmm.
I know they just go on out and then the way he runs with his mind, it's kind of like it's already pre-planned in his mind what he's going to do or what he wants his crew to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then don't want to pay them too much. They might be too happy and then be like, whatever, I don't know how to describe it. But anyway, this alcohol issue is, it's been on my mind and stuff. They don't talk about it, but the English is not too, some of them are not too good. They want to say something, but they can't.
Mm-hmm.
They'd be too slow. Anyway, this, when I was growing up, when I was a young boy, when my dad used to take me to pencil with a snow or just to wonder why. Well, these people were staggering, and some people would stop and do nothing. And I didn't know they were drunk and everything. But thinking about it, there, back then it was the old people that passed away. They were dead or dying, and there was never no young people ever that died. There's these older people, elders that. Like how the white men gave the Indians in movies how they would act. It was a same way when I started going to movies. I used to make my mind go to race back to that time. But they had didn't know they had a liquor store, and they didn't care if people these old people that but they eventually closed down. But now, when this new business of liquor came about, nobody but young people, no elders, young people.
Mm-hmm.
Back then, it was old people. Now, it's nothing but young people. Even though, we don't want them, even though we don't want them to go there, someday, I know, we'll meet them.
Mm-hmm.
Judge them for what they're doing.
Your phone is okay. We'll have to go on. I think his phone might have stopped on him there. Okay, so.
If not, call back.
Yeah, he can call back.
Please.
All right.
Again, the phone number is here to give us a call, or 543-5985, 543-2756, 1-800-995-8954, or you could always email us at radio@kyk.org.
Yeah, you know, I was out. I went out to Old BIA and right past Larson on the Old BIA road, just where the last house in Larson is.
You saw all them vehicles?
What is that?
I don't know, but...
Is that allowed to just dump like 10 vehicles like that? I think a couple got removed.
I don't know who's doing
that. That's amazing.
Well, you know, goes to show you what goes around.
I think there's also a vehicle on the river that's been vandalized and abandoned, and that's going to sink into the water if that one doesn't get removed. But what is up with that? Do you know the story of that?
No, I don't, but it needs to be taken care of. It needs to be removed, or somebody needs to go get it. And...
Well, my understanding is it costs about $300 a vehicle to dump them at the dump. You have to, though, remove all the fluids, and they have to be made so that children can't get trapped in them, which these vehicles out where I saw, those are not, that hasn't been, that's not done yet. I think on Cleanup Greenup, you can, they waive the $300 fee. But that area of the road gets really muddy. It gets kind of flooded over a lot. And if those vehicles get involved in that and get stuck in the mud and all that, it's going to be really...
Well, the city,
a shame.
City of Bethel, you know, it's within the city limits.
Yeah.
Whoever's in charge of disposing of vehicles or storing vehicles needs to go and...
I couldn't tell if they had license plates. I mean, it would be... it's an environmental hazard to just dump a bunch of vehicles there.
As you know, we don't have that office here no more.
I know. I know. Because, trust me, I would make that call and let that guy deal with them. But anyway, I just... You know, I'm kind of fascinated anyway by the dead cars of Bethel. Like, what about that one... In the YK parking lot, but it's near the road. And it's like an old, looks a little bit like a station wagon.
Subaru.
Been there for years. What's up with that? Even the KUC parking lot in the back, we got a dead vehicle that we had to put a chain around. And
you
got
to call the property owners.
You can't find them when there's no license plates.
You just dispose of them and then...
Well, the other area.
To see who owns them and then charge them for it.
These things have been there for years. The other fascinating place, now they've cleaned a lot of them out, but more will gather, I'm sure, is up at the airport over by like Ute's parking lot area. Okay. People leave amazing vehicles, abandon them. And then they'll have four flat tires, but it'll be a nice looking SUV. But, and it's got license plates. So you should be able, city should be able to look it up and issue a fine or so of some kind to whomever. But, and so I'm thinking, like, when people leave Bethel, they must just drive to the airport and get on a plane and leave. They don't want to deal with the car. They don't want to sell it. Or they came here, shipped a car in, but when they left, they didn't take the car with them. So now Bethel ends up with just, it must be, we must have like thousands of abandoned vehicles.
Yeah, we probably do. I don't know what's going on out there, but it's awfully quiet.
Yeah, I know. That's so strange that we don't have any
Chiang
calls.
Chiang Mai Fest weekend.
Maybe Chiang Mai?
I have no idea what's going on, but if you're listening, give us a call.
Yeah.
Or, I don't know. I don't know what's going on. It's just, maybe because you're, no, I'm kidding.
No.
I'm just kidding
not.
You.
It's not. It is not because Diane has arrived.
No, I'm just kidding you. Gee, who is?
I know you are. So anyway, that's my thing. I'm fascinated with
the
abandoned
cars. So what
do you
think with all this politics going on here in Bethel and
I know
the people talking about, you know, villages are calling. I mean, they're...
Well, I'm very interested in the state income tax thing. So, and getting a state... But anyway, we'll go ahead and take a call. A call that is... rescuing us here. Michael Williams. Mike Williams, welcome to Talkline. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning to you. I just wanted to make a quick announcement. congratulations to Nick Kamroff Jr. from ANIAC for taking the reins of Kuskokwim Intertribal Fish Commission, and I'm serving as vice chair, and Charlene Eric as secretary. And we just got through our annual meeting, and we're talking fish for the summer again.
Wow.
And on April 4th, the Yukon Custom Intertribal Conference will resume at the ONC Multipurpose Room building to talk about the regional governance issue, including the borough that is being proposed by Senator Hoffman, and also the issue of alcohol and public safety and issues will also be discussed in that one day. All the tribal governments are invited, as well as village and regional cooperation is going to be there. Hmm. And this is going to be a very important meeting prior to the YKC tribal unity meeting that is ongoing to take care of the health issues. I think this is going to have an impact on social, mental, emotional and physical well-being of our people in the region.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody is invited. All our sovereign tribes are invited to act upon to chart our future. Thank you very much. My 3 minutes must be up.
Oh, no, you actually have a whole nother minute if you want. But what is the date? Tell me the date again. I want to. April 4th?
April 4th. Okay. From 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. at ONC.
Okay.
Multi-purpose building, and that's the old bowling alley. And,
okay, good.
And it's tribes, tribal governments are coordinating this meeting together, exercising their sovereignty.
Okay, excellent. Okay. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's going to be a good meeting, I would think.
This coming October is going to be interesting.
October? Oh, yeah. What else is going on?
Well, we got four open seats for City Council.
Mm-hmm.
Time to clean up house, like some would say.
Well, it'd be nice. Yes, if you're thinking about City Council, now's the time to start figuring out.
Or remember
if you
one
have
word.
Time for it and.
Remember one word, vote.
And
vote.
Then there's
you can
that.
Complain all you want. Don't vote, don't cry.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, I don't know. I don't really feel that way.
Well, I think I could understand why you feel that way.
I'm okay. I mean, I think everyone should vote, and I support that,
everybody
and I promote that.
Vote.
Yes.
The more people the vote. Mm-hmm.
Do you know in Australia, if you don't vote, you're fined $300.
We should do that here.
And the voting turnout in Australia for all kinds of elections is about 97%.
We should do that here. You should go to City Council and tell them, hey, we need to do this for our registered voters.
I can't even imagine. People would never tolerate
that. You'll be the history of Bethel.
But people are free to vote or free not to vote. Even if someone doesn't vote, I think they still have an opinion
and voice
their opinion.
No, there's a saying here, you don't vote, don't cry. If you vote, you can complain all you want.
There's still...
I vote.
Yeah.
I vote. Whether I cry or complain, mm-hmm. it don't matter.
Yeah.
I'm like you, but I don't look like you.
I do vote, though.
Yeah. Well, I hope you vote.
I do.
Because your vote does count, even though you voted for the wrong people.
I know. There's a lot of...
What do you think of your Uncle Donald?
Mr. 45?
Yeah.
I call him Mr. 45. He golfs a lot. I know that. He goes to golf trips each weekend.
I don't want to even hear that word.
I think he had a really big failure with the health care...
That's what I'm talking about.
...repeal. Really, if you wanted to improve on the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare... The improvement would be to shift it closer to single-payer universal. And what that means is that every single person, man, woman, and child, is covered from the day they're born and prenatal. And the government regulates that so that everyone has access to care. So there is a way to improve it, but what the Republicans wanted to do was actually remove it and take people who currently have insurance would not be able to have insurance. So they just went in the wrong direction toward improving it because it does need to be improved, but it depends on the direction you go in.
And then you got all the people that were hired, got fired, let go because of this and that. Now they want to speak and take the immunity and they got a story to tell.
Oh, it's good. Mike Flynn.
I cannot believe the type of government we're letting allow control our lives and tell us what to do.
It's a.
When are people going to say enough no more? That's what I'd like to know.
People do. There were hundreds of thousands of people marched.
All over the United States.
And you know, April 22nd, there's another march for Earth Day / scientists because the... Trump administration is backing away from scientific evidence in many different areas, including climate change. And
as long as they're not part of that guy that says there's climate change, what's his name?
Who says there's climate change?
The former
Al Gore.
Oh, that's a dirty word.
Here's the thing: Al Gore was right, and he's being proven right every day. So he came out with his documentary.
Is he your buddy? Your friend?
I don't know. No.
You did?
Oh, I don't remember. No. Yeah. Okay. Oh, so we have a caller, Stephen. Good morning, Stephen. Welcome to Talkline.
Yeah, good morning. Maybe another thing you guys should incorporate, another rule of thumb, when the three-minute rule you have.
Yeah.
If your phone's not lighting up like
a candle?
You guys should kind of hold off on that three-minute thing.
I like that.
Unless your phone's like this, lighting up like a candle.
Yeah.
Incorporate that.
Okay, I like that idea. How's
everything?
I think.
Oh, go ahead.
Everything's good. Just the concern I had about that vehicle right above Nikolnik. People, I was trying to get it off the river before people started taking parts, and I went to go check it the other day. It was tripped already. Everything, the doors, wheels.
Oh, wow.
And that vehicle was there for 3+ months now.
Oh, no.
And spring is coming up. Trying to get my good friend Courtney to come forward, but I don't know if he's listening.
I wonder if it's in the 5-mile city limit. If it is, you could call, ask the PD to have someone go tow it.
I think they already did that to whoever. I tried to get the VIN number and VIN it on the internet because I know some rules changed too about getting a VIN number ID through the DMV. We can't do that anymore.
Oh, so you couldn't find out who the owner was?
Yeah. So,
because I think if, you know, it's going to become maybe a little river hazard there.
It's going to be. Spring is coming up. It's one day till April. Mm-hmm. When it warms up, it's going to warm up and the river will deteriorate fast.
Right. Well, thank you for making that. Well, thank you for, though, trying to work that out with that vehicle and trying to remove it and find out who it belonged to.
Yeah.
Hey, Stephen.
Alrighty.
Stephen, don't give up.
Yeah.
Don't give up.
Bye.
Okay.
Again, phone number is here to give us a call, 543-5985, 543-2756, 1-800-995-8954, or you could always email us at radio@kyk.org. Getting back to politics of every kind, including your uncle.
Oh. Yeah, I'm not related to him. Although, I have Scotch ancestry. And he has Scotch ancestry. So, who knows? I might be a cousin.
Good thing you don't look scary like him and got blonde hair and it's curved.
I don't, yeah.
That would be dangerous.
No. But I think his approval rating is now down to about 36%. And that is historically, that is the lowest approval rating within 60 days.
How much longer do you think he's
going to
last?
Let me finish a
sentence. I'm sorry. Oh, poor. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, it's okay. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if he'll last four years.
His rating is what?
36% is his approval rating,
and
which
that's
is
the what?
That's one of the lowest in history.
In history.
Yeah. At this point
you
of his presidency.
Key word, in history.
Yeah.
No one's
been lower in the first 60 days.
Poor guy.
Poor guy is right. Okay, so we have
anybody can call back, including
And we
this
have
guy.
Round two of Cesari.
Yep.
We have a very it's a slow day today.
Nobody calling you, I'm kinda worried about the show.
What? Help the show.
You wanna come join us?
Yeah, that's why I keep calling.
No, go ahead.
Mostly when you're sitting on back my president.
Uh-oh.
Our president. Our president.
Cesari.
No, forget it. Our president. This would. Mm. Were you getting all those information from your buddies, media, CBS and ABC and all those guys, CNN? You're getting from them those information. Mm. But they don't tell you when they come out recently, one of those Hillary Clinton advisor lady, she speak up and talk about sending information and watching the Trump before the election, how they control everything, how they've been spying on him, and they don't say anything about that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, recently today, I was shocked, you know. There was put on the radio her interview with independent reporter, and she is being exactly to come right to the point where how they've been watching him and be sure he's nothing disappeared from the file and how they're spying on him and oh crap.
Huh.
But anyway, about that vehicle on the river that I believe that is state trooper should be have exit to DMV because that thing is or brown or blue state troopers, those fishing games.
Mm-hmm.
And I know they have exit to DMV and to this personal information on the vehicle. If the individual calls, they will give you the data. And you track that vehicle to the owner.
Yeah.
And I'm hope to have insurance or whatever, or if not, to charge the owner.
Well, what about all? And then what about all those other vehicles that got dumped on the road there, on the side of the road?
BIA Road.
BIA Road, about just at Larson.
That should be if it's on the state road, they should be state responsible. If it's on city should be responsible. And police should be tracked the vehicle from the VIN number.
Yeah.
And you go to the last owner, and he tell you where to host a letter, or if they stole it, he should be report stolen.
Hmm.
And if he not report stolen, and is his on his property belonging to him, he is responsible for charge that.
That's right.
That's how it should work. That's
that
the
should
way
be work. It should be done that way. Otherwise, yeah. Everybody push everything to the street when they don't like it.
I know.
That is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Okay, that was my advice.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for calling back, Cesare. And we have an anonymous caller.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Anonymous. You're on there.
Yes.
Welcome.
You know, this is for the cab companies. I hope their managers are listening.
Okay.
Every now and then I take a cab.
Mm-hmm.
And to go into a stinky, smelly cab that smells like cigarettes is not good, especially to those that don't smoke
mm-hmm.
and to sick children. So
I'm glad you're bringing that up because I think the same thing. Sometimes I take a cab and
mm-hmm.
I can't stand
They're
it.
They're not supposed to smoke in cabs.
Right. Mm-hmm.
The drivers are smoking, though. They should have the decency to walk out, and go smoke.
Yeah.
Not in the vehicle, because that old smell is, isn't it like secondhand smoke?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, thank you. I'll have a good day.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Okay. Yeah, I agree with that. That's, ugh. Okay. We have another caller. Anastasia.
Hi, am I online?
You're welcome to Talk Line. Good morning. You're on air.
Hi, good morning. Wow, that was fast. Okay, Anastasia with Chosta Corporation. I just wanted to get the word out that we will have like three booths during Chamai. We'll have one about shareholder enrollment for Class C shares and then another one for the internship program that we're going to have in the summer. I'm not really too sure about that, but you can stop by Chamai and figure that out. And I wanted to let everybody know that our enrollment is open for forever, however long that is, forever.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody that applies who is a lineal descendant of an original Chalista shareholder who was born after the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act and who's not enrolled in another ANCSA regional corporation is eligible to apply. We have office hours between like 8 and 5, Monday through Friday, on Watson's Corner behind the state legislative office. And we have a team of, I think there's 6 people now traveling around the Delta to help people with enrollment.
Oh, wow. That's great.
Yeah.
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 Okay, good.
Anastasia, how is that going so far? Do you know, guys, where you're at and how many people enroll so far?
I think we're getting close to 9,000 people right now, or we anticipate 20,000 to 40,000, but
wow.
That's pretty high. I don't know if that population even exists for this Delta, but
you
we'll
never
see
know.
What the future has, yeah.
All of a sudden.
Yeah, lots of babies being born.
Yeah. That's a good thing, though.
Yeah, it is. It is. We need to increase, like, I don't know, like the well-being of the people. We anticipate like 10 to 20 years from now that we want to expand like the workforce out there to help people who do become Class C shareholders to get into the work field to help them with scholarships to go to anything that requires higher education or training or anything.
Mm-hmm. Well, we appreciate your calling. If you could keep calling us and give us an update or let us know where we're at. And
yeah, so next week on Monday we'll have people going to Scammon, Good News, Nunawamiqua, Hooper Bay, and Marshall.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah, if you can call, let us know. If not, you have somebody call.
Mm-hmm.
We appreciate it. So you're going to have...
Yeah, hopefully I didn't talk too quickly about
it. No. You said you're going to have three booths at the Chamay Festival.
Yeah, one of them's talking about enrollment. The other one's talking about the internship program. And I think, I'm not sure what the other one is, but there will be three booths, and they're like going to be separate from each other. So it's going to be kind of confusing to distinguish the three between each other, but it should be fun. It should be informative. Like, go to Chamay and learn and watch people dance, get food.
Okay, great.
Crafts. Yeah.
Well, we appreciate the call, and keep us an update on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you, Anastasia. Okay, good morning. We have Alan on the line. Good morning, Alan. Welcome to Talk Line.
Yeah, good morning. I'm just calling to find out what Al Gore was right about.
Climate change. And he was right about it in the late 90s.
Yeah, of course, everybody's right about weather changing every day. But what was Al Gore right about?
That humans have...
Didn't he claim that the...
Now, Alan, are you going to let me finish a sentence?
Didn't he claim that the polar ice caps, both polar ice caps, would be gone by 2014, 2015? Didn't he make that claim?
I don't know. Well, did he? I don't know.
Aren't you such a good Googler? Well, Google it. Find out if he said that or not. If he said that, he's not right, because we have both polar ice caps.
Yeah, and
polar ice caps.
And they are melting.
No, they aren't.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Where was the polar ice caps up on the North Slope when we had dinosaurs on the North Slope? Where were the polar ice caps?
I don't know. Were dinosaurs throwing snowballs at each other?
Well,
I mean, the thing is, Al Gore, my opinion, Al Gore was right about the fact that humans have, through our technology, such as vehicles and carbon emissions, we have impacted our environment to such a degree that we are seeing changes in the weather patterns.
To what degree does carbon emissions affect the climate?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know that scientific fact.
Well,
do you?
Al Gore. Call Al Gore and ask him, what degree does the climate to the... carbon emissions affect climate.
If you
don't have any facts about that, you can't prove it.
Yeah, but see, I'm not a scientist on that level, so I rely on people to translate scientific research to me, and we all do that.
Well, have them people that relay that message to you tell them to what degree the carbon emissions have on the climate.
Enough that our weather patterns are changing and our storms are getting stronger.
When was the world?
Yes,
when was the world's hottest temperature ever recorded?
You know, so
when was the world's hottest temperature ever recorded?
See, the thing is, Alan.
When was the world's hottest temperature ever recorded?
So anyway, what did
1922?
Oh well,
when was the world's coldest temperature ever recorded?
Okay, go ahead.
1983.
Okay.
How many billions of people do you think were on the Earth compared to between 1922 and 1983? You think we had a billion more people then? In 1983, we had 1922?
Mm-hmm. It sounds like you want to share some facts, and I'm... go ahead and share some facts. It's your time.
Well, that is a fact.
Yeah.
We had the coldest temperature in 1983. Well, if humans are causing the Earth to warm... Won't they keep on getting warmer from 1922 on up? Won't they keep on getting warmer?
Well, for the past five...
Well, for the past what?
See, Alan, you have to let me finish a sentence. So for the past 5 years, at least, the United States has broken their heat records. Every year we have broken our own records.
That just means that 2015 had one day where the temperature was warmer by 1 degree than in 2014.
No, that's not how they calculate it.
Well, oh, how do they calculate it?
They take all of the temperatures for heat, average them out.
But you could not tell us what the average temperature was the day before the thermometer was invented.
Okay.
So we don't know what the temperature was 400 years ago was.
Okay. Well, you're someone who doesn't buy into that science that says climate change is happening, real, and it's destructive.
No,
we are damaging
our
environment.
I believe the weather changes. It's not caused by humans.
Yeah, okay. Well, yes, weather changes season to season, but you know what we're talking about. We're talking on a larger, much larger scale where there's heat waves in the south and the east coast that are shattering records. Yes, and not like that, and not in our recorded history.
You lived in California. So what was the hottest temperature ever recorded in California? What year?
How would I know that? You know it.
1913. So why has it not gotten hotter than California since then?
Yeah. So anyway, what else would you like to say?
I'm just you tell me how Al Gore was right about.
Well, I tried, but you kind of interrupt quite a bit, so.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye. Okay, wow. Well, it's always entertaining when Mr. Gore calls.
Okay, again, the phone numbers here are 543-5985, 543-2756, 1-800-995-8954, or you could always email us at radio@kyk.org. Before we take this phone call.
Yes.
I'd like to thank everyone that is here coming to Chamayfest. You're all welcome.
Yes.
We appreciate your visit.
Yes.
I'm sure the city of Bethel appreciates your taxes.
I don't know about that. But I think it's a beautiful time and it's exciting.
Over the years,
yeah.
When they changed it and moved it back towards closer to spring.
Yeah.
It's gotten better.
Oh, Chamay, you mean?
What? Because
the
of the weather.
Yeah.
I mean, when we had it in the past, we've had problems. We've had storms and blah, blah, blah. But
this looks like it's going to be a great weekend, so.
I wouldn't complain. Don't jinx us now.
I am not noticing anything.
Okay, don't say nothing.
Okay. So we have an anonymous caller. Anonymous caller, you are on the air. Welcome to Talk Line. Good morning.
Hey, guys. There's some of us out here really tired of hearing this angry, confrontational man that only calls up to attack Diane. Like to get you back to the hang-up button like it used to be. You guys have a good one.
Okay, thank you. Okay. All right. Next we have Esther. Good morning, Esther. Welcome to Talk Line.
Hi. I was listening to Alan, I believe his name was.
Yes.
And I was just kind of curious how long he's lived in Alaska, because I've lived in Alaska all my life and I have never ever seen such drastic changes in the weather.
Mm. Past 10 years, 15, 20? What are you thinking?
I think it probably seems like to me in the past 10 years, the really drastic changes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
'Cause I remember the days when we used to have 50 below weather for 10 days, and then
right
like these past 3 years before this year we had no snow and a lot of fires, and it just blows my mind that somebody could be so totally completely ignorant of what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that attitude's going to help change things. I think we just went back 100 years as far as what Trump's going to do with the EPA and everything.
Right, right.
It's terrifying.
And Trump just did an executive order to back away from the carbon emission standards that Obama had put in place. And probably you're familiar with other environmental protections that Trump is now removing.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm not a scientist either, and I don't read up too much on it, but I see what's going on, and it's right there before our eyes. We don't have to read things to see what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Esther?
Yeah?
Joe Moses.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Hey, in 1979, that was one of the worst blizzards we've ever had because I had a snow machine and I was out riding and the wind chill alone was 100 below.
Oh, I believe that. Wow. Yeah.
And then I went to try to warm up my machine, and you lift up the back end to warm up your belt.
Uh-huh.
My snow machine belt just snapped.
Oh, wow.
So,
oh,
I mean, but I remember that wind chill. They were saying it was 100 below zero.
Yeah, it's...
And we haven't had that since then, but, you know, we've come close, but not that close.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. It's mind... To me, it's just totally mind-blowing that people just cover their eyes or something. I don't know. Mm-hmm. It's...
Well, you know, you could talk to elders in this area, and I've often asked them about it, and they are very clear about changes that they've experienced.
And you know what?
Yeah.
Last summer, you know what I was seeing? I've never seen this in my life. I had slugs in my greenhouse.
Oh, wow.
What?
They
slugs?
Were small. They weren't the big ones, but when I put salt on them, they just shriveled up like
slugs. Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Yeah, and there's weird bugs showing up.
Yeah, there is.
Yep. We're going to end up with, like, ticks and other kinds of things from the... Oh, I'm not supposed to say. I shouldn't have said that. Sorry.
Oh, well,
I just
you never know.
Us.
We could.
Well, I mean, yeah, because, you know, the Japanese beetle that was decimating forests in the lower 48, it's creeped up into the southeast area because the weather has changed enough and gotten warm enough that other species can now start to come in. So, yeah.
Exactly. I know. It's like, how could nobody not see that? Or how could somebody not see it? I mean,
Well,
you don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure out that the climate is definitely changing.
Now, do you see it as human-caused because of human activities on Earth?
You know, I go by what the scientists say, and I believe them.
Yeah, and they,
I mean,
that's what they are saying.
They do things and prove their point.
Yeah.
And they know what they're talking about.
Right.
So, I mean, you can't tell a scientist that he's stupid and... Because they have to prove their point.
Right, and they do surveys, and about 98% of all scientists who study climate change point to human behavior as the factor that humans have changed the weather.
Plus, our population has gone way, way up.
Right. So, Esther, I'm going to have to give you the 3-minute rule and push you on, but thank you so much for calling.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, yeah, thanks, you guys.
All right, and we have an anonymous email that we'll have read to us.
If you're going to call and yell at Diane because you don't understand science, at least let her finish her replies to your nonsense.
Oops. Just finishing sentences. Well, it's funny that we should get that because I think our next caller is Alan Glore. Now, Alan, you have to let people finish their sentences, but go ahead. Welcome to Talk Line.
Yeah, welcome. This is Alan again.
Yes.
Let's see, in 2010, February, I was working out about Fort Yukon, and it got down to 62 below zero. So what was the temperature in Bethel in 2010, in February?
I don't know. But, I mean, that's part of science, too, is you're going to have anomalies. You're going to have outliers, you know, unusual patterns. But what we're really talking about are not those unusual ones and those outliers. We're talking about the general consensus among scientists that human behavior has impacted.
What percentage of scientists does that? They say that 97% of the scientists claim that climate change is caused by humans, well, that was only 97% of the 79 scientists that replied to that. There was over 3,100 requests sent out to those scientists to reply to get the information about climate change, and only 79 responded. And only 97% of those 79 say it was caused by humans.
Uh-huh. So, you know, I think it's more than that, and it isn't. And when they also survey the research through all the different scientific journals, it's overwhelmingly the articles and the research is about human impact on the climate. Now,
but you cannot tell us what degree mm-hmm. the carbon emissions have on the climate.
Oh, well, I'll find out for you.
Okay, good.
But speaking of this climate change and things that people see in terms of like species.
We already have ticks in Alaska. If you go up towards Fairbanks, mm-hmm. they have ticks on the rabbits already. Actually, those ticks cause a disease to humans when they get on humans.
And
we already have those ticks in Alaska.
Uh-huh.
So were they here because of the colder, warmer climates or what?
Well, that warmer climates are going to help them survive. But we also are seeing magpies. Aren't you seeing magpies in Bethel? I have.
I don't know what they are. I couldn't.
They're
even...
that bird. They're black and white, and they have a long, long tail. And it's just unusual to see them here. And I saw them here last year.
Why is it unusual to see them here?
And pigeons, too. Someone saw a pigeon by the Joe Lomac building. Pigeons!
A pigeon was released by somebody.
Oh, my.
Because the pigeons don't fly here.
I'm just reporting what I see. And I see a note that says pigeons are coming.
So, but yeah, when you get back, when you get to what degree that carbon emissions have on the climate, let us know.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, bye.
A homework assignment. I could do it.
Well, if you were to... done the ones I asked you to when we first started this show, you would have been able to answer my question.
I didn't want to dip into that one. I know. I'm just saying. Yeah, I'm fine. So we have another caller, Richard Slatz, RB. Good morning, RB. Welcome to Talk Line. Richard?
Hello.
And you have to turn down your radio.
Okay.
All right. What's on your mind?
I wanted to mention about some excerpts from the climate change.
Okay. Go for it.
Okay.
You have to turn down your radio, though, because it'll cause a...
Okay.
Are you there?
Can you tell me that I'm on?
Okay, yeah, so you're
on the air, live and in color. Just turn your radio down, please.
Yeah.
Okay, I just turned it off.
Great,
I'm
okay.
I'm calling from Quebec. I'm a former RA test student, graduate.
Mm-hmm.
Human Services AA in 2016 from KUC.
Yay.
And I'm not representing my workplace or my tribe, but I wanted to mention a couple of things about climate change.
Please, go ahead.
Okay, there was a... there were 214 countries signed off on the global agreement to reduce or ban fossil fuel emissions in their countries. That was either in 2015 or 2016.
Yes,
but
that's right.
Even if they signed off on that agreement, what has already been done, the climate change impact will last for decades. These are... but I'm mentioning mostly are the emissions of carbon dioxide from factories burning fossil fuels and cars and things like that. The temperatures are continuing to climb. Sea levels are rising because the oceans will become more acidic for the next several decades. The water temperatures are rising. When the water temperatures rise, the fish, especially the king on the Kuskokwim, will swim poleward.
Mm-hmm. Good point.
Two, 3 weeks ago, or about within the last month, they reported that the MUR, M-U-R, washed up in the thousands last year was a result of starvation.
Oh, those are the birds, the seabirds.
Yeah, starvation,
yes, thousands.
That just
the food that they sustained on died off from temperatures rising in their environment.
Right.
And that's from Channel 2 News.
Yeah, and they had photos of that.
Yeah, so there were mirrors were dying because they starved to death because the food that they live off of died off because of the temperature rising.
And so, Richard, we'll have to close it up here pretty quick, okay?
Okay, Go ahead. So that carbon dioxide that is up in the atmosphere already will be there for hundreds of years. USA Today, December 15, 2015. These excerpts are from literature and observations, periodical research. They're articles from science. Science are studies based on observation.
Mm-hmm.
And this day and age, we're picking berries 1 month before our normal picking times.
Yeah, I remember that last year. Everything seemed to be a month off.
Uh-huh. And the permafrost is melting.
Yeah.
Causing erosion, and the ice melting emits gases that will further contribute to the warming of the atmosphere.
Yeah, methane gases. So, Richard, I have to close it up here for you because
okay.
we have like little time limits for everyone. So,
okay.
Thank you so much, and that was good information.
Yeah, good luck to you.
All right, bye bye.
Dr. Diane.
Thank you. Thank you, student. All right. So Samuel has called back again. So good morning, Samuel. You'll have to turn off your radio.
Okay, good. I just want to say that I've heard all that before when I was knee-high doing a jackrabbit when elders used to talk about that. The weather will get warmer, it'll change. And then he said that it will never see snow again, and then that there'll be grass growing year round. How he knew, I wouldn't know, because the way he was talking, he was smiling like he knew beforehand. But I'll never know how he knew about that.
Mm-hmm.
And then. Also, that people will change too, and most of all, he said, love will grow cold. So that's about it.
Okay. Thank you, Samuel, for sharing that with us. I appreciate that. All right, so Wassily is our next caller. Good morning, Wassily. Welcome to Talk Line.
Good morning. This is Wassily from Napaskak.
Good morning.
Yeah, just in case somebody wonders what's my last name, it's Guy, Wassily Guy.
Wassily Guy. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
A reminder for the tribal members, my tribal council primer, you can download it at the Tarista Shareholder webpage on Facebook. It has the brief parliamentary procedure and much on the tribal interest. There is also one for the city, which was made under Governor Murkowski administration for the city council, which is called the city council primer. Now that there is a legislative session, the local villages should do the same, preparing the budget and the city special needs, which may be a generator, so that... if the city council has prepared, can give legislature in session a call where a certain group of panel will listen to you who may grant it to your village. Why it is important for city council to prepare its local budget and complete its financial statements, the city could be approved for the fiscal year fundings with revenue sharing, which back in probably 2007 or 8, I advocated to raise enough to buy bulk fuel because of the high fuel price and the collapse of some local governments financially. And talking about the climate change, I think there's also a Fukushima radiation that could have, you know, cost more of warming because of that radiation. What radiation can do is, you know, when you use it like a microwave, that's what it is. The radiation cooks your cup of soup or something. To understand the radiation, it just boils, and that's what it's doing to the Pacific Ocean right now.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Wassily.
Yeah, bye.
Okay. Next we have Peter. Good morning, Peter. Welcome to Talk Line. And you'll have to turn down your radio.
Hello.
You're on the air, Peter.
Yes.
Good morning.
People that are going for Donald Creek are out of their minds. They're going to take the gold out of Alaska. And what will they do if they poison the river?
Well, that's a good question. You know, they estimate that they'll get $1.5 billion every year of production. They'll make $1.5 billion, and most of it will go to Canada and to England.
Yes, and that's not right. And this is Alaska. This is our country, and that gold should stay here in Alaska and make our people rich, not other countries. Okay, thank you for accepting my call. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, so we're getting closer to all the required permitting for Donlin Gold to start up. It's a giant risk. And Donlin Gold doesn't take the risk because they'll be gone. But the risk is with the people. And boy, it's a big risk. Over in Canada, they had a big Mount Polly mine spill. Mm-hmm. And it's the same kind of mine, the same kind of retainer wall for the toxins. And it busted and flooded their river, kind of like their version of the Kuskokwim. So big risk. All right. So do we have Peter or mm-hmm. is it Billy?
Peter.
Another Peter?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Talk Line.
Yes, you're on Talk Line. I'm sorry, I've got my name.
Yeah, good morning to my family up in the beautiful Matanuska Valley and Wasilla and Palmer.
All right.
I just returned from the Alaska Native Medical Center in Anchorage, and I can't say enough about the new patient housing there.
Oh, wow.
Centrally located close to medical services, like it was meant to be.
Wow.
Instead of getting farmed out all over Anchorage in various hotels and motels. But, we're doing the best we can, living one day at a time. We've got wind generation, water, power plants, and the sun. And now we're looking for other planets to pollute. That's kind of sad, isn't it?
Yeah.
But we got to do the best we can, respecting the land, the air, the sea. Mm-hmm. Our water, tundra. Just an interesting talk show this morning. Thank you. And don't forget, at 1 o'clock, Geezer Rock for all you old guys out there.
Well, 1 o'clock.
I wonder Geezer if the Rock. Women are included when we say geezers.
Geezettes.
Okay.
Yeah, they're included. Yeah. So that's all right. So thank you very much for that call. And we have a third call with Samuel. Yeah, maybe it's a different Samuel. I don't know. Samuel, welcome to Talk Line.
Yeah. Joe, I'm going to become a regular. But
that's
I'm
okay. That's
funder.
Good.
But
that's
anyway, good. Diane, you're really right. Donlin Gold is a big risk.
Mm-hmm.
If people only knew what a big risk that is, but they use cyanide to dig up that gold and then keep it inside that dam, whatever dam that they built.
Yeah.
But if that dam ever breaks just a little bit, and some of that thing, takes out to the Kuskokwim River.
Yeah. Well,
fish are very keen with smelling, and they'll never go up. If they smell bad, or water, anything that's going to kill them, they'll never go up that river again.
Right.
Which means that upriver people will cry about where's all of this,
yeah.
And also us too.
Yeah.
And then it's going to be like chaos or whatever that word means. But anyway, down the line, I don't know what will happen to us, but anyway.
Well, you know that.
That's about what I want to talk about.
Okay, thank you, Samuel. And you know that lake it's
okay.
Going to end up being a lake. It's going to be with the toxins.
Right.
That has to be monitored forever. It can never, it will forever, your great-grandchildren, your great-great-grandchildren. And I think that is a profound fact.
I think everybody here in the YK Delta needs to stand up and tell them what we really think about that place.
Well, but it's Calista Corporation and Kuskokwim Corporation that have leased the land and are supporting this as, you know, job creation.
I can't believe they're supporting something
that,
like this.
You know, that's...
I wonder how much they're getting paid.
I don't know. I don't know what the financial situation was, but
somebody getting paid. It ain't us.
So anyway, it's an amazing project that's going to happen in this region
sooner or later.
So
everybody going to have to make a stand and say enough, no more.
Yeah. So
we got
it looks
Stephen.
Like
hopefully, I don't know if he's a return caller or not. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Stephen.
Yeah. Good morning. Since people were talking about climate change, nobody can argue the fact of the Bibles. You know, Matthew 24. If people want to learn more about it, but I think the real turning point on the weather in Alaska was after Fukushima, the earthquake in Japan. Mm-hmm. I think it shifted the axis of the Earth. And that's when we started seeing really weird weather in our area.
Uh-huh.
But when I watch news every morning, I see turbulent weather downstate, you know.
Yeah.
And those people, those elders that have gone on, they used to say that they're going to start seeing the weather we used to see back in the early 80s, 90s. Now they're having it down in the lower 48. Like it switched. They have the snow and we don't.
Yeah.
The deepest snow we see around here is 2-3 feet. Back when I was growing up, I'd go waist high when I jump out of my snow go.
Uh-huh.
Getting wood snow.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's a big change in a short period of time.
Right. I think so, those observations are really important.
They are. And we never used to hear, what's that place? I believe it's Newtok, or one of those coastal communities where the sea is eating up their land, you know?
Yeah, Newtok and Shishmaran.
Yeah, yeah, and it's getting, even Kivalina, I think,
yes.
they're eating up their land and getting close to where they're living.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, they're going to have to move.
I've heard that some of that change, you know, this weather is a pattern, I believe. History tells it that there was an ice age and then period where it warmed up and then it got cold again. So I'm not sure if it's totally human caused. We were part of it.
But, yeah.
It might be a cycle too.
Okay.
All righty, thanks.
All right. Thank you, Stephen. All right, our next caller, Wilson. Good morning, Wilson. You're on Talk Line.
Yeah, good morning, happy people.
From beautiful downtown Bethel?
Yeah, from the Kuskokwim, yeah. I was thinking yesterday that there was Talk Line at 10 o'clock, so I was fiddling with this radio and this truck.
Uh-oh.
Couldn't work, and then I said, well, I guess there's no Talk Line. So, and still, at 7 p.m., I turned the radio on at home. And I listened to the radio, and I said, oh, they must have not had any Talk Line because there's no repeat at 7. And I had something really brilliant and bright to say over KYUK radio. But
uh-huh.
Today is Friday, and the Talk Line is on. And I don't have anything brilliant. I would have sounded really smart and intelligent and cool yesterday, but today I'm just normal. Anyway, a warning for those river travelers, because the Kuskokwim has been, and Mother Nature has been really kind to Bethel and the surrounding villages, darting back and forth on the river with trucks and, you know, now we look at the sky, the storm season is coming around. It's time to go ahead and start traveling properly, like with a shovel and a strap and warm gear and a jug of water, just in case you get stuck, you know, because nothing worse than being stuck and having no strap or shovel or water, everybody getting thirsty and, you know, stuff like that. So
okay.
I'm trying to be nice to my people because, yeah, people who listen to KYK, those people are my people. I'm trying to be nice to my people. And
that's good.
Special Police Department, Alaska State Troopers, pull over people with one headlight because cabs are running around with one headlight, and that's not safe.
Right.
It's a safety issue, you know?
Yeah.
There's even, at night, I even see people with the headlights are working, but there's no marker lights, no taillights in the back.
Uh-huh.
And I said, holy cow.
Uh-huh.
Even if you're after hours, you know, the famous saying for officers, whether you're federal or state or, you know, when you're an officer, your job never ends.
No.
You know, you can pull someone over if they're being unsafe, like no taillights. You can pull them over just to say, hey, you got to take this car off the road until you fix this problem.
Right.
So. Anyway,
yeah. Okay.
Hey, you guys have a beautiful day because I love KYUK.
Thank you, Wilson. We appreciate that. Okay, so we have David from Tuluksac. Good morning, David. Welcome to Talk Line. You're on the air.
Yeah. Good morning. I'll try my best to sing this. Last fall was high water.
Mm-hmm.
Right now it's dangerous going. Go to the sandbars. It's hollow. It's dangerous for the car to go up. Because if they hit those hollow ices, they're not going to come out.
Mm-hmm.
Even those four-wheelers, they're dangerous than snow machines. Even if it's a snow machine, if the ski stuck those ices, it's going to throw that person. So right now they're traveling, getting hit by trucks or four-wheeler or snow machine, especially those trucks. And there's a little open hole below Tuluksac. Is anybody here what for those those trees that we marked?
Trail markers?
Yeah, markers, yeah. Just to see what's up for the not going to the sandbars. Dangerous right now because it's hollow.
Oh, okay.
David?
Yeah?
If you want to talk in Yupik, you're more than welcome.
Yeah, you should do that.
Yeah, good morning. For snow kokshu skira tali ukkas kun tali ukkhsukhnaluk tam mugulksuuchi fak tsailakhi malikhluki tum yaat malikhluki tumat. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you, David. Okay, we have Alexi. Good morning, Alexi. Welcome to Talk Line.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, let me turn my radio on. There you go.
Okay.
Yes, Darling Creek. That's the one that just got my mind boiled up. Once it starts, you know, it starts, they're just waiting for the procedure or whatever they're going to in order to run it. Yes, it's a bad thing if it ever starts, because they go, you know, that arson, they're going to leave that here. They're not going to take it back. They're going to leave it here.
Right.
And that's the one that is a killer. That's the one that will kill the fish. That's the one that's going to kill the animals, mm-hmm. the people. Even us, we eat, it's going to kill us.
Yeah.
So that's the part that I don't mind. I like, you know, I don't mind running. But the only thing that really bothers me is that arsenic. They're going to leave it there. That's the most dangerous poison there is. And they're going to leave it there without taking it back. They should take that back to Canada and not leave it here.
Right.
That thing, sooner or later, there will be a disaster coming from that pond, whatever they call that.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's going to erode sooner or later. It's man-made. It's mm-hmm. not God-made. It's man-made.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the one that really is, you know, bothering me, right? Ever since they start talking about Donald Creek, they quit talking about Donald Creek, and that's the one that kind of bothers me. I think they're working underneath the table and not letting us know what's going on, because the Pacific Ocean, the our ocean, from that Okashima radiation, it's spread all over the Pacific, and the fish that are out there, they're dying, and they're going to California beaches all alongside of the beaches. They're dead. They're affected. The fish that in that area is no longer good for a human to eat. It's going to hit Alaska. It's that thing, the border of that is just getting, it's in illusions right now. That border line where that radiation is coming up, the water. That is contaminated. Now, this Donald Creek ever started, yes, it's going to create a lot of jobs, which is good for the people that have families and everything. That's good for them. But it's not going to last long.
Yeah.
It's going to end. And when it ends, all they're going to do is just clean it and leave that, the one that they need to take out of there. They're going to leave it there for yeah. us, and they're going to monitor it every month or every year, and that is the one that I don't like. That is the one that really worries me very yeah. much. Mm-hmm. It's going to kill the fish. Whatever goes up is going to kill it. It's already killing the fish in the Pacific because of that radiation, and it's all over the world. It's going to be all over the world. And if it does that, people's going to starve because the fish that are coming from the oceans will be no good to eat. And the ones that are in the land, oh, I don't know about that part. It'd probably be affected too, but that's the scary part.
Okay, Lexi.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes. You're
welcome. You for your call. Next, we have Sam, and Sam, you might be the last caller of the day. Go ahead. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning.
Good morning.
To follow up on that tip the elder gave from Quilixac.
Yeah.
They marked a hole there. There was one developing when you go up inside the Quilixac slough, and you take a left through that little portage that goes back to the Kuskokwim. They marked that off. It's in there somewhere. I'm not sure where it is, but it's in there, and they mark it, and they put blue reflectors on it. And then the other one is below, or that one that didn't freeze last year, right below the tip, where the Y splits, where you take a right into Quilixac River, and you go left up to Kuskokwim.
Mm-hmm.
They marked it pretty good yesterday.
Okay.
So thanks to those young fellers up there for doing that. So what I know out in the main channel where the wood hollows are going is safe.
Okay.
out in the channel. Mm-hmm. So I haven't been up there in a while, so I'm pretty sure it's Mark Gooden with Mark Leary's crew. And then another message for New Talk Searching. That's still going on, but they're on a weather hold due to the massive wind out there and the dangers of the sea. So they're on hold probably for a couple more days. Hopefully it'll calm down. And then as far as driving on the roads on the river with this warm weather, I suggest everybody slow down. I went out there and I have a two-wheel drive and I started spinning because the top layer of the ice is just like it's wet with ice. It's really slippery.
Yeah.
So what I do is when it's like that, I go off on the side road right next to the road mm-hmm. where it's better traction.
Mm-hmm.
But over the years, I've learned to slow down fast. I've talked to a couple other people that were doing 70, 80 miles an hour, and they're lucky to be driving home because they spun out and lost control.
That's right, yeah. Well, thank you so much for your warnings and updates on the river. And we have a couple more callers we're going to try to squeeze in. So thank you. Have a good day. All right. So next we have Wasily, I think.
Wasily? Yeah, I think,
you just have like a minute. So, and then we have one more caller. So go ahead.
Yeah, my previous call, I forgot to answer your question on a particular bird. Yes, it is magpie. And one other bird that was seen locally was a woodpecker this winter.
See, that's unusual, right?
Yeah, we never had woodpeckers around before.
Oh my gosh! Okay, see, I like that. Very interesting. Thank you.
Okay,
thank you for that.
I encourage everyone to be sober. All right. Good morning, Becca.
All right. Good morning, and our last caller here, I think, is Raymond. Raymond, welcome to Talk Line. You have a little bit of time, very little time.
Yes, sir. Good morning, folks, and everybody that's listening on KYUK Talk Show. Just to help out those two other folks that were talking about the river.
Yeah.
Right now, it's cool on the surface, and our river down there tends to wear out from underneath. And with the high tide coming in and going out, that kind of extends the wear and tear of our river. When the high tide comes in, it stretches the ice river, and that tends to produce the ice needle, especially the ones that have frozen last on the river. So everybody that's traveling up and down the river, either by snow machine, car, or four-wheeler, to be cautious of the open holes that froze last. Like I said, the high tide and low tide affects the ice, our river ice, tends to stretch it and produces needle ice. And that's all I've got to say. And you all have a good morning and have a safe, wonderful July festival.
All right. Thank you very much, Raymond. All right. So we had a flood of calls toward the end there.
That's good.
So thank you, everyone.
Yes. Thank you. And if you're going to go out, have a plan, be safe, don't drink and drive, and look after anyone that's stranded. Don't just drive by and think they're okay.
Yeah, be careful out there. A little bit of a snow thing today, in Bethel anyway. All right, have a good day.
Thank you.
Thank you. Express yourself.